Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A as we start to wrap up yet another week. As we wrap up, summer seems to be going away, but it's going to be warm again for the weekend. So those Indian summer ideas, not quite ready yet, but it is nice. In the evening, boy, a beautiful sunset last night, a great time to be outdoors. Hey, on today's Q&A, I'm going to chat first with Tom Rubino. He is bringing his acclaimed Eric Clapton tribute show to the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, September 13th. We'll talk to Tom first today. Then Nancy Smerdell with the Mountaintop Christian Fellowship is here for their Market on the Move. And our buddy Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society will be here to talk about adopting pets and summertime care for your furry friends. Hey, if your kids or grandkids are big fans of the Korean boy band BTS, get them to the Harkins Theaters in Prescott Valley or Sedona to see Bring the Soul, the movie. It's a subtitled musical documentary about BTS. If you don't know who they are, just ask your grandkids. That'll remind grandparents of Beatlemania, but without Yoko Ono. Hey, I hope you'll join me this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Findlay Buick GMC as I host a live remote broadcast on our sister station, KDDL Cattle Country, from 11 to 2 on 94.3 and 103.1 FM. Of course, we'll have the KDDL Freebies Table set up too. That is this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Findlay Buick GMC. We've got Tom Rubino calling in about the Clapton Show coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service.
DJ.
You must have a valid driver's license.
Perfect time. We're coming out of a commercial break right
now. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at TrulyNolan.com. Click on careers, then positions, and city. An equal opportunity employer. TrulyNolan.com.
Thanks for calling. Please stand by.
Kachina Animal Hospital understands that fur babies are family. Dental care is extremely important to maintain healthy bodies. Kachina Animal Hospital is focusing on dental health to make sure your companion animals have healthy mouths for years to come. Kachina Animal Hospital has a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians. For information about Pet Dental Month discounts, visit KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
And here we go.
Thank you. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And it's 2:06, and as promised, we have Tom Rubino, who is bringing his nationally acclaimed Eric Clapton tribute show. It's the Slow Hand, the Eric Clapton Experience, the ultimate Eric Clapton tribute show. Tom, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. How long have you been doing this show?
Hello, DJ, and hello to all your listeners out there. We've been doing this show since about 2011, so about 8 years.
And tell me how you first got a band together with the idea of honoring one of the real icons in blues and rock.
Well, I was already playing in a band, and we played basically classic rock, just a variation of classic rock songs. And at that time, 8 years ago, tribute bands were becoming very hot. So, you know, it immediately hit me, being an Eric Clapton fan since 1973. I was a 16-year-old boy. And so it hit me to say, well, guys, this is what I'd like to do, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's how we got there.
Tom, I would imagine one of the challenges of doing an Eric Clapton tribute show is how do you winnow down just enough songs to fill maybe 90 minutes, hour 45, because you could play for hour after hour after hour just Clapton, couldn't you?
You've got that right. Yeah, we find it very difficult to know what to leave in and what to take out. It's very difficult because so many good songs that he's written and covered as well.
Yeah, you know, he sold about 40 million albums in the USA alone. He's got 23 top 10 singles, 15 top 10 albums. Even in his 70s, he's still touring and playing the sold-out arenas all over the world. So give me an idea. You don't have to give away the whole show, of course, but give me an idea which songs are most likely to make it into your set list on the 13th here at the Prescott Elks Theater.
Okay, well, of course, you know, everybody's going to call for Layla.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two versions now. We've got the original version everybody's known for a long time. And then the version that he did on MTV Unplugged, which was the acoustic version.
Yep.
And so where do you go there? Which one do you leave out? Because a lot of people like to hear both. So we do both. Okay, so we have a sit-down set where we do an acoustic set as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be hearing Layla, and when we do that sit-down set, we also do another popular song from the MTV Unplugged, which is Tears in Heaven.
Mm-hmm. And being in northern Arizona for the show, we have kind of a reputation as a retirement community. So we have a lot of older people here who love the classics. And they're going to remember when Clapton was with Cream, the Yardbirds, Derek and the Dominoes, and, of course, that great solo career. So you can pretty well go back as far as you want, and you're going to find people applauding you on stage.
Absolutely, yeah, and they're the ones who are actually giving me a history lesson on Clapton sometimes. You know, they're shouting out bands or songs that, you know, from the past that they mm-hmm. know.
Tom, I always tell this story when I interview a musician, but I was at a open mic night a couple of years ago here in Prescott, and the guy was talking about when he was doing a coffee house concert in Colorado. He did the old Dave Loggins song, Please Come to Boston, and he noticed a guy in the first row who kept nodding his head and kind of tapping his foot a little bit, and the guy came up to him after the song and said, "That is the best rendition I have ever heard of my song." What would happen to you if at one of your Clapton concerts, Clapton tributes, the real guy walked up to you?
Okay, well, I've been thinking about that scenario for a long, long time. And you know what's funny is he's actually playing the night before us. Actually, the same night as we're playing on the 13th, he's playing Vegas, believe it or not. He's only got three places he's going to be playing here in the United States. That's going to be Vegas, Phoenix, and then the other one was San Francisco.
Yeah.
But in any case, yeah, I've had fantasies of him showing up, and I've got a rig and guitar that with his signature on it.
Oh.
Well, not him signing it, but his signature guitar.
Yeah, sure.
So I would be ready to turn that over to him.
Yeah. Now, I always ask this of musicians, too. Tell me about the music you heard in your home when you were growing up as a kid.
Well, the music I heard in my home when I was growing up, I don't want to give away my age, but there was a lot of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin playing around my house, and my dad singing to those things. And so I'm kind of a crossover to where I really like, you know, the Frank Sinatra era, and then you know, of course, the Beatles, and then progress from there into the blues stuff like Eric Clapton and,
sure,
of course, the Allman Brothers.
Now, with Clapton and the Allman Brothers and the other influences, is it still true that you got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues?
Absolutely.
Of course, Ringo Starr is saying that.
Unless you're a prodigy,
yeah,
and, which I was not, unfortunately. But there's some of those guys that just, you know, they come out of the womb playing unbelievable. So
mm-hmm.
There's that.
Tell us about your band.
My band's been together. You know, this is pretty much the original lineup since 2011. Very few changes, and we're a six-piece. And we hail from all over the place. A couple of us are from California. Myself, I'm from Florida, Miami. And our backup female singer, she's from Korea, South Korea. And then we've actually got a guy from across the pond, as they say, from England. And he's my backup guitarist and vocalist, Simon Taylor. So we're from all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's customary for the TAD management concerts for the musician to come out to the lobby afterward and meet the crowd. Will you be doing that at the Elks Theater?
Absolutely. You know, we've played there the last two times, and I've just been too slow getting off the stage and up to the front, but I plan on making it this time.
Well, you're not the first to have that problem. Getting from the stage to there, especially if you have to make a pit stop first, you got all those stairs to go down. Now, that's quite a trip, just getting back, you know, to the green room down there and then back up. But
that's right, and sometimes people are in a hurry to get, you know, to their cars and out of there.
Oh, sure. So. Yeah.
Now, but we're going to do our best to greet them and meet them and you know, have a good chat with them.
Mm-hmm. Will you also have your own music available for purchase?
We do not.
Okay. So you'll be out there meeting and greeting, correct?
Right. Correct.
And I think it's safe to say, Tom, that of all the musicians who have played the Prescott Elks Theater, anybody who has a question about landscape maintenance can probably come to you after the show, right?
I know a bit about that subject.
Tell us about your business.
Well, what I do is drainage and erosion control and landscaping and irrigation. So two different licenses with the Register of Contractors here in Arizona. So what we do is people have, and it's, you know, I started out as a landscaper, but mm-hmm. it has evolved into more of the drainage and erosion control thing because, of course, there's thousands of landscapers around, but there's not a lot of guys who do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my license about 20 years ago for drainage and erosion control. And so we're doing a lot of that where we go around and people have water coming into their houses from these monsoons.
Sure.
Or standing water where they don't want it. And so we take care of that.
Very good to hear. And the tickets will be going fast for the Eric Clapton Slow Hand, the ultimate Eric Clapton experience at the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, September 13th. You can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or to TADShows.com or pick up the phone, call 777-1370. Once again, PrescottElksTheater.com or TADShows.com. You go see Tom Rubino and his band. They'll be doing the Eric Clapton tribute. Tom, we wish you a great show. Have a great time, and thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you so much, DJ. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Have a great day. That's Tom Rubino. He'll be doing the Eric Clapton tribute show on Friday the 13th. Oh, Friday the 13th. Okay, well, it'll be a lucky show. I guarantee you for that. That comes up September 13th. So stay tuned, because coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about the Market on the Move from Mountaintop Christian Fellowship in Prescott with Nancy Smerdel. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Mornings, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. And enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Take a musical journey from New Orleans to New York without ever leaving Prescott. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th, featuring live concerts at the Elks Opera House, Ruth Street Theater, and the top floor of the Elks. Tickets available at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Proceeds benefit local school music programs. It's the Prescott Jazz Summit, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Get tickets and check out the lineup of world-class musicians at PrescottJazzSummit.net. Brought to you in part by Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 219. We have Nancy Smerdell here from the Mountaintop Christian Fellowship, which a couple of years ago made a move. Where were you and where are you now, Nancy?
All right. We were at a school, but now we are on 6th Street. So 660 6th Street, which is right off. Well, it's not that far from Sheldon.
Yeah, you go down Pleasant Street and make a left and follow the turn through the industrial park. You're on the left side, right by the creek, correct?
That is correct, right after the Granite Creek Park.
Yeah, there you go. So nice, convenient location there. Hey, you're here to talk about something really interesting. It's the Market on the Move. Tell us about that.
Okay, so Market on the Move actually started with the 3000 Club. Out of Phoenix, and what they wanted to do is there was a lot of produce that the farms down on in Nogales, Arizona, they weren't able to sell everything. So this is the same produce that goes to all the grocery stores around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening to that produce is it was being plowed under. So basically, they were using it for compost, and it was great produce. So the 3000 Club said, hey, I want to rescue that produce. So the farmers basically give it to them, but they pay for the transportation. They bring it up, and they partner with different churches around the state, and we do what's called Market on the Move.
So does that make the food available to not just church members, I would assume, but also anybody in the community?
It's really for the community.
For the community, yeah.
Yeah, specifically. Yeah.
I would imagine you get your share of needy people or perhaps seniors on a fixed income, really having to watch every penny. They could come in as long as, like you said, it's perfectly usable produce. And as long as you use it the next couple of days, it's just like going to the grocery store, but a lot better buy, isn't it?
Well, you get 60 pounds.
60 pounds?
60 pounds of produce for $10.
Wow.
And really that $10 is not for the actual produce. It's for the transportation.
Sure.
There's a big tractor trailer truck that comes up. And the idea is, okay, say you come, you get your 60 pounds of produce, which is usually about two very large boxes.
Sure.
That's a lot of produce. We know that you most likely aren't going to be able to use all that produce. So the idea is that you want to share it with your neighbors and your friends. We have people come from pretty long distances.
Mm-hmm.
Kingman and I think Yuma, and I mean just lots of places. They come up, they'll buy, you know, like maybe six boxes.
Sure.
And they take it to shut-ins, and they take it to people that need it. So it really is a beautiful way to love the people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, to give them something that actually is very good for them.
Yeah, indeed. So let me ask you this. What kinds of produce do you most often take in?
I describe it a little bit like Christmas. Because I don't even know usually until the day before coming in. Yeah, like we have Market on the Move this Saturday, and I don't know. I won't know until probably tomorrow afternoon maybe what we're getting. But just to give you an example of what comes in, there could be a selection of different kinds of tomatoes. There would be lettuces. We've had potatoes, melons. We've had beautiful mangoes. I mean, watermelons, yellow squash. Green squash, just pretty much. If you went to a grocery store, we have a pretty good selection. And we usually get anywhere from 8 to 12 different types. So we'll get in about 8 to 12 pallets. And then we just set it up almost cafeteria style. Bring your own boxes, please.
There you go.
That's
yeah.
the one thing. Bring your own boxes. You need two large boxes. And you get to push them down along a table and just fill them up with what you want. So say you don't like tomatoes or you can't eat tomatoes.
Well, if you don't like tomatoes, just get out of here.
I know, but really. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But you can just fill it up with what you want. And we don't weigh it or anything. We just let you fill up two boxes, and we have people there that help you carry it to your car.
Oh, how do you beat that? Now, when can our listeners do that?
Okay, we have this every third Saturday of the month. So the next one, of course, is this Saturday. My recommendation, it goes from 8 to 10. Please come early.
From 8 to 10 this Saturday, correct?
Yes, this Saturday morning. And the reason I say come early is sometimes we may get smaller amounts of certain things. So if you really want the best selection, come in and just go through the line and share it with other people.
I'll be darned. What an amazing program. You know, for those of us in our listening audience not familiar with Mountaintop Christian Fellowship, tell us what you're all about, what you guys do.
Well, we're about really loving people, loving God, loving people. So we minister to those in our congregation, but we minister to those outside. And we have a lot of programs that we offer. We have a program that ministers to veterans. To first responders, we have program to learn sign language. We have services on Wednesday night as well as Sunday because there's some people that work Sunday.
Sure.
And they can't make it. So there is a pretty large selection. You can go on the website with.
We just lost wonder what happened there.
Oh.
This might be an emergency broadcast system alert coming in. Wonder what happened here. Yeah. I think I'm waiting to hear a beep sound. Let me turn the mics off. 1, 2, no. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. So, there we go. Okay, we are back. We had a little glitch there. Not quite sure what that was all about, but Thanks for staying with us. Once again, we're talking with Nancy Smerdell from the Mountaintop Christian Fellowship. Those worship services you were talking about, Nancy, are Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 10, and then the fourth Wednesday of each month, 6 p.m., correct?
No, it's actually 6 p.m. every Wednesday and 10 o'clock on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
You know, there was one other thing, DJ, that I wanted to let you know. We also do a bread ministry.
Really?
And what that is we pick up day-old bread from a distributor here, and we just, whoever needs, is in need in the community, they can come to the church on Sundays between 9 and 10 and just come in and get a couple of loaves or some English muffins or, you know, there's bagels, whatever. So
that truly is sharing with the community, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
I'm really interested in, you mentioned before what you do for veterans and first responders. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a program called Reboot Combat
right.
Recovery.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the first responders because, you know, we're very quick to pinpoint PTSD and things like this as a battlefield veterans problem, but just think what first responders have to deal with. They have to go to the things we have nightmares about, and at least we wake up from them. They don't. They have to deal with it. And I remember going to a session at ERAU a few years ago where a psychologist, and her name now escapes me, of course, from Flagstaff, but she was – oh, Elizabeth Caspian, that's her name. She was doing a session about not just PTSD, but everyday stress and strain. And she said, look, we treat battlefield veterans, we treat first responders. If they can come to us and say, I need to talk, you mm-hmm. can too. Because these are the toughest people in the world. Don't let that any kind of thing stop you from seeking help, because we need to nip these things in the bud more today than any other time, of course. And I really get a kick out of the fact that on Tuesdays, I believe at 6 o'clock, you have sign language classes. How'd that start
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it's so wonderful. One of the members, actually a couple of members of our congregation, can't hear. And the wife of one of them does sign during our service. And so a lot of people wanted to be able to communicate with this fellow and a couple of these fellows that have difficult hearing. So that's why we started the classes. And then it really reached out into the community because a lot of people want to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it just one more level, young mothers wanted to learn it so that they could teach their babies sign language, because before a child can talk, you can actually teach them from sign language. So it's really kind of more expensive. Yeah, it's more. It's
How
more.
About that?
I know, it's very interesting. Yeah.
Hey, tell us about Pastor Steve Francis.
Well, just that he's such a great guy. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh, he's got such a heart for people, loves people, and just really ministers to pretty much everybody he comes in contact with. I think that people don't realize that the job of a pastor is so expansive.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's 24/7.
It's not just Sunday sermon, is it?
No, no. Yeah, for sure.
So how did Mountaintop first get involved in these community services?
Well, a couple years ago, a group of us at the church got together and said, okay, what is it that we can do to really love the community and care for the community? And so we prayed for a long time about it. And then a fellow named Lon Anderson, who is actually one of the founders of the 3000 Club and Market on the Move, mm-hmm. happened to come to an event, an outside event actually, that was being held at our church. And when he saw what we had for a facility, he thought, this would be a great place for Market on the Move. So he gave a call, and I was in the office at the time, answered the phone. And when he explained to me what the program was, I felt like, well, that's answered prayer. So we immediately said, yes, we would love to do that. And we started that back in November of 2017, and we do it every month.
Well, how could our listeners who are interested get involved?
All they have to do is give us a call at the church. My number is at the church, 928-925-1785, or just show up at 7:30 on the third Saturday of the month. because we'll just put you right to work.
I was just going to ask if you could use volunteers for the Market on the Move. I bet you could.
Yeah, it's interesting how it has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So when we started, it was mostly manned by people in the church because that was our source.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as people realized the great value that it was and how much fun it was to do and what great produce they got for a ridiculous price, they committed to coming in themselves. And I would say probably 75% of the volunteers now are people that do not attend our church, but
isn't
just come.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And you know what? I'll bet, considering how generous this community is, I'll bet you that some of the people who come to take produce home from the Market on the Move probably very quietly pitch in a few bucks to help, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah.
Very often they'll come in and say, here's an extra 20.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're able to do then is there's some people that come in and can't afford $10.
Sure.
So we're able to help them out. So it really is a pay it forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. And I can remember back in around 2008, I was in Southern California, and that's when the housing bubble really burst. And a lot of people who thought they were getting rich on real estate found themselves barely treading water. And I was volunteering at a church that was doing something similar to what you're doing. We were seeing people pulling up in late model Lexuses, Mercedes, things like this. They had everything tied up in the house and the cars and keeping up with the Joneses because they thought that it would never end. And all of a sudden it ended. And now they had no cash. And there are an awful lot of people who slip through the cracks. They may have a job loss or a family medical emergency, things like this. And all of a sudden, they find themselves unable to afford basic everyday staples. And boy, are they glad you're there.
Yeah, we see a wide range of people from like what you described. And it's open to anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and the more people that come every month, the more we'll be able to bring in, because they bring in a tractor trailer truck, and we just can say, hey, we grew, give us a couple more pallets. So there's no limit.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us once again how people can contact you about both Market on the Move or about the Mountaintop Christian Fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Just give us a call at the church office, 928-925-1785, and just ask for Nancy.
That is Nancy Smerdell from Mountaintop Christian Fellowship. And once again, your address?
The address is 660 6th Street, right in Prescott.
There you go. And say hello to Pastor Steve for us.
Hey, we miss you, Steve.
Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. It's time for local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with our favorite puppy buddy. That's Lori Walden coming in from the Yavapai Humane Society. We'll be talking about four-legged furry friends. Coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0028295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Finley Toyota Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Finley Toyota Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chevrolet has announced their August sales incentives, and it looks like this summer's the time to buy a new sport utility vehicle. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet. The all-new Chevy Blazer is back. This all-new, redesigned Chevy Legend just hit the market, and most dealers aren't giving big discounts. But Lamb Chevrolet is. Drive a 2019 Blazer as low as $25,951 with over $7,700 in savings. We also received a huge incentive on the Chevy Equinox. With savings over $7,700, you can drive a brand new SUV for under 20 grand. Even our top-selling Tahoes and Suburbans have huge incentives. You can buy a 2019 four-wheel drive Tahoe for just $45,947 and a brand new Suburban with over $14,600 in discounts. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new SUV and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Voted the best of the best car dealerships for an unprecedented 7 years in a row. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 15th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Senator Martha McSally visits a Phoenix area Safeway store, shopping for answers to some serious issues.
The Arizona Republican spoke to the store's pharmacy to get ideas on soaring prescription prices. She supports a plan that would force disclosure of actual drug prices. In Phoenix, Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Work is underway on Prescott Valley's newest subdivision.
Phase 1 of the Jasper subdivision consists of 362 lots off Highway 89A near the Granville subdivision. Arizona Eco Development CEO Jason Giese explains.
We got approval of our final plat that will allow us to move forward with our application for the public report, and hopefully by October 1st we'll be able to start selling houses.
6 model homes are already under construction. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny skies, very warm and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs today around 95. Tomorrow a breezy 91. Saturday and Sunday 88 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to near 62 with mostly clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs near 106 today. A windy 102 tomorrow. 98 Saturday and Sunday. Cooling while you sleep to about 60. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The summer 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and see who won the cover photo contest and read all about tourism and recreation in Prescott. The issue features an interview with Jim and Linda Lee, the new fashion section, and so much more. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs host the San Francisco Giants Friday at 6, 1 a.m. 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:42. One of my favorite topics are furry friends, cats and dogs and all sorts of great things. And we're here with Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society because, Lori, something like 1,400 shelters across the country are hosting Clear the Shelters coming up Saturday the 17th. What is that all about?
Well, NBC and Telemundo teamed up, and they put this whole thing together 5 years ago and invited all different shelters across the country. Whoever wants to participate can participate in it. And it's a day to completely, hopefully, clear the shelters. They started this in 2015, and since then, on this one day a year for the 5 years, over 250,000 animals found their forever homes.
You know, it reminds me of those magnetic stickers I see on the back of cars with the paw print. And it says, who rescued whom?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Just imagine how many families have been helped by that.
It melts your heart, and it's just so awesome. Last year, we did 41 adoptions on that day. And so we are really hoping, you know, our goal this year is 65. So we would really love to do it. And so they got together. They started this, like I said, over I think there's 1,400, over 1,400 shelters.
Nationwide. And you can pretty well get a real affordable bargain in this, can't you?
This is the day to come down. So what we have decided to do this year is it is a pick your price day. So any of the dogs, puppies, cats, kittens, it's all pick your price. So you're the one standing there with the price tag gun and picking your price. So puppies are normally $300. So you can technically come in and, you know, get a puppy for $25 or whatever you want. And, you know, and of course we appreciate the donations too. But it's, you know, this is a way to have one special day that you can clear the shelter. Because there are so many more animals out there. We know that, you know, Sunday there's going to be more animals coming in. Monday there's going to be more animals coming in. We have over 3,000 animals per year come through our shelter.
Wow. Tell me about some of the benefits of adopting a senior animal, either cat or dog.
Well, you know what, the senior animals, it's, hey, you know, they might not be as active as a puppy. Okay, well, maybe
that can be a good thing.
Exactly. And it's like, maybe I don't want to be with an active puppy. You know, they still love to go for their walks. They want to cuddle. They want to sit on your lap. You know, like I told you last time, you know, we have had people who come in specifically to get the senior ones because they know, you know, people are walking through. They're like, oh, this one's 15. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? If that dog has a week, a month, a year, 5 years left, it still wants to be loved and it's still going to love you unconditionally. You and I both know that. When you walk home, you know, you walk in that door, what's the unconditional love greeting you?
Oh, my goodness. We have one that's 13, and we have the very same attitude. She probably hasn't got a whole lot of time left, but we're going to make it the best time of her life. And I come home at work, and this 13-year-old come home from work, and this 13-year-old very loving dog, very large dog, is dancing in circles by the front door.
Exactly.
Almost like a puppy. And I'm going, you know what? you know, she's going to make sure that she's, you know, her last days on this earth are real, real happy ones. Because mm-hmm. we don't know how long we have with her.
Exactly.
But we enjoy everyone with her.
Well, and we don't even know how long we have.
Well, it's true.
So you know what I mean? It's like people say, I don't want a senior dog. Well, you know what? We could all get hit by a bus tomorrow.
You know, it's like the legendary baseball announcer Vin Scully used to say. He'd talk about a Dodgers player who was coming off the disabled list. He'd say he's listed as day to day. Then again, aren't we all?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
True. So how are you guys at the Yavapai Humane Society getting ready for this big day?
Well, tomorrow we are closed to the public. Please don't worry. We will all be there all day in full force, taking care of everybody, getting every animal ready to go home on Saturday. We did get in some cute, adorable puppies. So they are all getting surgery today and tomorrow. So they're all getting their spay and neuter. They're all getting their microchips, and they're getting all of their vaccines. So we've got a lot of things to get ready. Plus, we want to make everything look pretty and be all ready. We're getting the staff ready so that we can be, you know, streamlined for Saturday, because there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll warn you all of that.
Well,
but
not only that, but you're going to, for those people who arrive a little bit hungry, you're going to have the tasty trailer truck there. Ooh. So that's a good reason to stick around a little while and take your time and maybe have a hot dog or some loaded nachos or mac and cheese with the tasty trailer. So how can everyone find out just how many adoptions were done on Saturday?
Well, I'm going to be posting things throughout the day on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I am kind of, for those of you who follow the Yavapai Humane Society Facebook page, you are getting inundated today and tomorrow, because I'm just trying to post all the pictures of the animals that we've had in the shelter that have been there for a while that mm-hmm. need to go home. And so I'm posting all of those, so you're going to see a lot of that. Tomorrow I'll show you a couple pictures of the puppies, but I want those to be a surprise too.
Sure.
So throughout the day, I will be posting on Facebook probably every hour about where we are. And then come towards August 23rd, I believe it is, NBC is going to be having a special hosted by Kelly Clarkson mm-hmm. that will be all about the Clear the Shelter Day nationwide. So on that special, I can't wait. I really can't wait, because they're going to have pictures. You know, we're going to be taking pictures through the whole event, and we'll be sending things into them. And so they're going to give us the grand total for the day. So it's such an exciting time, and it's so neat that the whole nation has come together for this. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of people out there that I know that don't like the fur baby.
Sure. Sure.
You know, so, and I think that the shelters that get involved, you know, they're not thinking about the money. They're not thinking about anything else. They're just thinking about those animals. And like I said, that's our goal every single solitary mm-hmm. day, is to find those babies' homes. But if there's this one special day where we can have this, and you know, you've wanted a dog for how long, but you can't afford the adoption fees.
Now you can.
Now you can have that.
Not only that, but what you do for the animal before it's even adopted out, that alone covers the price, you know, of the adoption.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You get a great bargain doing that.
Yeah, and it's so important. And that's why, you know, spaying and neutering, you know, we've been through this before, too, with, you know, two animals that aren't spayed or neutered, and it turns into over, what did I say, 15 years, I think it turns mm-hmm. into 11,000 cats.
Wow.
So, you know, you talk about the rabbits having
cats
fun.
Cats multiply too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know, with the movie world sometimes making their animals the star of the show, right now we have a movie playing here called The Art of Racing in the Rain. That's going to drive a lot of people to want to adopt a golden retriever.
Oh.
We have another movie that's getting a lot of attention. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where Brad Pitt's favorite friend in the whole movie is his pit bull boxer mix.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just kind of curious if people come to you right from the movie theater going, I want that dog I just saw.
Boy, I hope so. I hope so, especially with the pit bull mixes.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
There is such a stigma out there, and you know, I'm really trying to hope that those breeds are going to go on Saturday
mm-hmm.
because once you get them out of the kennel and take them outside and get to know them, you're going to see that they're just absolute sweethearts.
Yeah.
And we've got, I've got Addix. He's a 7-year-old American Bulldog mix. He's about 90 pounds, big brown eyes. I've got Gabriel. He's an American Pit Bull Terrier mix. He's almost 3. Knox is another American Pit Bull Terrier mix. He's only 2. Odin, actually somebody was walking Odin as I was leaving to come here, so I'm hoping that when I get back to the shelter, Odin's not there.
Mm-hmm. For good reasons.
For good reasons, yeah. Yes. And then I've got Sweet Loretta. Oh, Sweet Loretta, she's this little white bulldog mix. I think she's bulldog pit bull mix, and she's almost 3. And they're all just so sweet. And I mean, I'll just say it straight up, their kennel presence is
sure.
not great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how would you feel if you were sitting in a little cage and dogs were walking by looking at you?
You want to be in a home with people.
Exactly.
And isn't it, I'm glad you mentioned that, because dogs that are people dogs are not going to be real comfortable surrounded by other dogs barking all day.
Right.
They want to be at service to you.
Right. And, you know, it is noisy in there.
Sure.
I mean, well, actually, I can't say that it's noisy in there all the time, because unless somebody's walking through the kennel, it's actually very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the classical music that's piped through there, so they're just all hanging out in there. It's the minute somebody walks in, and they're like, ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
This could be the one, this could be the one.
One,
this could be the one.
Take me.
And, you know, once one starts barking, then they all start barking and running around and doing their thing.
It sounds like the old speed dating things I used to go through during my single days. Lori Walden with the Yavapai Humane Society. The big day is Saturday, the 17th. How can people learn more?
They can go to yavapaihumane.org, or please check out the Yavapai Humane Society Facebook page and follow us there.
Always looking forward to the third Thursday each month for your appearance with us.
Oh, thank
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's guests coming your way. No, not tomorrow's guest DJ. Mondays coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Don't miss the final home series versus the NL West rival Dodgers, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Get tickets online at dbacks.com. Beat LA. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Celebrate the Mexican Pacific League on Saturday, August 31st, when the D-backs take on the Dodgers, and enjoy a free post-game concert featuring La Brisa. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we've got Diamondbacks baseball tonight. The D-backs are back home. They start a four-game series with the San Francisco Giants. The pregame show is at 6, the first pitch, live from Chase Field at 6:40 this evening. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town, the Thursday roundtable with Chuck and Sanford at 4. Then join me back here Monday with my guest, local playwright Mickey Shelton and Arizona jazz legend Mike Vax for the Prescott Jazz Summit. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.